Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, presented to you by Timex right here on My9. And as you've just seen, the Giants completely fell apart with so much at stake, getting buried in Baltimore by the Ravens, final score of 33-14. So their record drops to 8-7. Their playoff chances, after having destiny in their own hands, just going into this week now in serious jeopardy. For the Giants to make the playoffs, folks, this is what needs to happen. First off, they need to win at home next week against the Eagles at MetLife. And then two of the following three scenarios need to happen. Seattle has to lose their final two games, one tonight against the Niners, and then next week against the Rams. The Bears lose to the Lions in Motown, and the Vikings lose to the Packers in Minnesota. Certainly a tall, tall order. Frankly speaking, I think I got a better chance of seeing the Statue of Liberty roller skate down Broadway on New Year's Eve. But that said, guys, I mean, it doesn't look very good now, and you tell me what you think their chances are of getting into the postseason, as shocking as this result is.
Yeah, well, I think, Russ, the chances for the Giants are really slim to none, because you put yourself in this position where you lose the race for the division. Now you're almost losing the race for the playoffs, and all these other things have to happen. And this is a team that had destiny in their hands, losing five out of the last seven, Imani. And the future really doesn't look good for the Giants. I don't know what they're going to really be playing for, except for hoping all these other things happen.
Yeah, it's always a tough situation going into the final week when you don't have your destiny in your own hands. But the fact that the Giants have put themselves in this situation, it's all on their fault. They had the opportunity to seal up this division weeks ago and still are limping home to the finish. And even if they do make the playoffs, I don't see the same amount of fire that I saw last year when the team ended up with a good stride going through to the playoffs. Now they're not doing that well. It seems like a tough, tall order for them to get in. And when they get in, I don't see them staying. I don't see it a long playoff run like last year. I think it's a one-and-done scenario.
34-0 last week, 33-14 today. They were outscored the past 2 weeks, 67-14. Let's check in with our colleague in Baltimore, Howard Cross. Howard, I guess there's two ways you can look at it. Either they were uninspired, or maybe, sorry to say, they just might not be good enough, and that means changes need to happen. What did it look like from the sideline where you were watching?
Well, there's going to have to be some changes that are going to happen. But, guys, what you got to think about what's going on here is there are no scenarios for the playoffs. They have to – the scenario they need right now is to get a first down on offense, to have some kind of continuity and score some points from an offensive standpoint. And on the defensive side of the ball, how do you stop the run? Because it seems that everything starts at them stopping the run. They can do it one or two plays, but in the long run, it keeps coming back to bite them over and over again.
Howard, I said in pregame that the Giants really had to start fast, especially on the road, based on what happened last week in Atlanta. Whether it was a three and out, the defense was they didn't do our offense, a lot of punts, a lot of three and outs. Was it the Giants' inability rather to not start fast on the road is what led to the early struggles that lasted throughout the rest of the game?
It had nothing to do with starting fast or not. The main thing for the Giants was, again, I'll keep repeating this over and over, forgive me, they have to stop the run from the defensive standpoint, and they have to get some kind of run game started. You know, getting the passing the ball to the tight end in the middle of the field, trying to incorporate him, get some short passes to give Eli a chance to get started. You can't always go down the field. Guys, last year they kept having plays of 30 yards and more over and over from the offense. It was Victor Cruz. It was Akeem Nicks. Everybody was catching the ball and going to the house over and over. It covered up a lot of holes. Now those plays aren't happening, and you can see the things that they were missing even last year. They just don't have the big play to cover it up.
Now, Howard, you talk about the big play. What do you think the specific reason is why they haven't had the big play? Is Eli a little bit off, or there's just doesn't seem that cohesiveness between the receiving core and the quarterback? And the quarterback doesn't seem like he's playing as well as he had early on. What do you think is the more reason why they're struggling to get those big plays?
Well, big plays in the case of the Giants are like an extraordinary moment. They're not an ordinary play for them. They're not something that happens again and again or something they count on week in and week out. They were extraordinary moments. They're a catch and a quick miss, and all of a sudden you take it 70 yards. That happened so many times over and over last year that it made like, oh, my goodness, how can they do it again? And you knew it was going to happen. They've had maybe one or two plays like that this year. It's just not there. On the reverse, though, they've given up over 30 plays, I believe, or right around 30 plays of 30 yards or more. That kind of play, that kind of chunks of yards, you can't do it over and over again. The balance is not there. It's tough for them.
All right, Howard. Well, once again, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Again, it is not going to be a Merry Christmas, certainly not football-wise, as the Giants just completely fall apart with so much on the line. Their record drops to 8-7, courtesy of a 33-14 embarrassment in Baltimore this afternoon. All right, let's take care of a little business, then we'll get back with plenty more, including the coach and Eli. Ticketmaster, folks. Buy and sell Giants tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My Nine. I'm Ross Salzberg. I'll be back with Amani Toomer and Roman Oben, so stay right where you are. All right, guests of the Giants Post Game Live show receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack Steakhouse with not one but two convenient locations in Manhattan. One's on East 44th Street, the other on 5th Avenue at 28th. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Certainly the Giants didn't live up to expectations today. Let's now check in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with OCU Manura after the game. Paul?
OC, back-to-back games like this when your backs were against the wall, not a good feeling, I'm sure. Can you explain it?
Can't explain it. No explanation for it at all. You just got beat down again, and I don't understand it.
Three drives of 60-plus yards went for touchdowns in the first half. You were behind 24-7. I mean, was that the death blow right there? You could never come back?
Well, apparently, man. I mean, gave good effort, man. We're just falling apart, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
You're one of the leaders of this team. What do you say to the rest of the guys?
Keep fighting, man. We got one more game. We'll keep our heads up. You know, that's pretty much all I can say.
OC, thank you very much.
All right, Paul.
All right, back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Roman Oben, Amani Toomer. So let me ask you this. You just heard OC say the effort was there. Well, then if the effort was there, then what we started the show with, maybe just the talent there is no longer good enough and changes need to occur.
I didn't see the effort there. To me, I saw a lot of defensive players catching, not really crossing the line of scrimmage, making things happen. I just think that it was a tough game to watch.
All right, what do you say we now head right back to Baltimore, where head coach Tom Coughlin is at the podium?
It was a good week. I thought last night our meetings were very well done. I think we came in here and we tried hard. We worked hard at it. We have obviously a very bad formula going right now in that we're having trouble stopping people. And our offense doesn't hold the ball at all to give our defense a chance to catch their breath. You know, we've had two games in a row, pretty much the exact same scenario, with 47 offensive snaps last week, 41 this week. The other guy had double, you know, 40 minutes, almost 40 minutes time of possession. So, you know, as I told the players, it's a very difficult time for all of us. I take full responsibility for this team. I am the head coach. What has happened over the course of the last couple of weeks, very difficult to explain. You know, we have a resounding win against New Orleans and feel real good about ourselves. And then I have no explanation as to why we're in the position that we're in. We're playing a lot of people. We're putting a lot of people in position where they need to make plays. And quite frankly, right now, we're not making any. We're not making any plays on defense. We didn't make any plays necessarily on special teams, although we did a pretty good job of controlling a very, very good returner, whether it be a kickoff return or field or a punt return. And so we did a decent job of that. But that's all. I mean, we did nothing offensively, and we certainly didn't do anything to help our cause on the defensive side of the ball either. If we get in the playoffs, we would deserve to make them. Coach, that's very remote right now.
Is there an update on Chris
Kattenhender? You know, I don't know exactly what it is. It's a knee, and he wasn't able to go back. And Chris Canty was playing hard, and he made some plays for us. He did.
Tom, you said it, you know, even as recently as 3 weeks ago where you were, you just said remote now. I mean, can you describe sort of your emotions over that stretch and how you feel right now?
No, I would stay away from that. I feel badly for everybody in that locker room, to be honest with you, because I'm sure that none of them are, you know, they can figure this thing out either. You know, we don't look like a well-oiled machine offensively at all. And, you know, we certainly have had our struggles in and out with people, but still, That's not an excuse. We're just a very long way from being the team that played New Orleans.
Tom, does the Ravens pass protection do anything different than you? No. Maybe going in?
No. No. Wasn't anything to do with scheme, though. You know, I'd like to say it was, but I think they threw. I think what they did when they came out and went strictly up tempo. I think probably one series or a half a series we were scrambling around, but then we adjusted to that tempo. And I think they tried to do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball, and made it pretty much that we couldn't just go up and snap it. We had to recognize different people and then identify them for pass protection, and that kind of slowed us down a little bit. But other than that, I didn't see. They did pressure us. That was their plan, and they did a good job of it.
Tom, you've coached a lot of teams in a lot of different circumstances. Is this as confounding, confusing?
It's difficult, very difficult, you know, very, very difficult. A lot of proud guys in that locker room that are looking, you know, to me or for answers, and the answers are not easy ones.
Is that especially true on defense? Because I think 3 weeks in a row they've had trouble stopping people and
Last year. Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's just defense now. I would have to say the offense is far, very far from where we would hope to be.
Coach, you obviously led some teams that made these late season surges. Now, why is this team different?
We weren't able to get it done. We don't have the momentum going. We came into this circumstance and we knew it very well, but we're not playing anywhere near that type of football right now. And when it happened for us last year, this particular game, the 15th game, we had a spark. We really had a great spark, whether you want to say it was the Victor Cruz 99-yarder or whatever it was, but it really invigorated our team. And then the way that we played, and then we prepared ourselves for the next week and played very well the next week and gained in confidence. It's not a very confident group right now, and it's very difficult. You know, it's one of those things in any profession that you have to earn the confidence. You just don't talk about it. You know, sometimes I get tired of talking. You do have to go on the field by yourself, the 11 of you out there, because everyone else is over here, and accomplish that. And we're certainly not doing that. But otherwise, I wouldn't even offer an explanation for that.
How were you satisfied with the effort and the mental place of your players around
there? You know what? I wanted to. We spent a lot of time working on that type of the preparation, to get the great effort, to be in the right place mentally. And we talked about, you know, no matter what happened, if there were some disappointing things happening in the game, we were going to fight our way all the way through. And I can tell you, I wasn't disappointed in that part. I really wasn't. We're just we talk a lot about playing above the X's and O's, but we're flatline right now. We're not playing anywhere near with any kind of execution that we want. So it's very difficult to say above the X's and O's. You know, we got the third down play that Victor Cruz made the catch there to give us a first down to allow us to go ahead and push the ball in with this last touchdown. But, you know, was that a play that created a spark? Probably not.
Tom, no Giants team has ever been able to repeat as champions, whether it's back in the 20s and 30s or whatever, during the Super Bowl era. How disappointing is it for you that it doesn't appear you're going to get into the tournament to give that a shot?
Oh, it's incredibly. I wouldn't even attempt to even explain it right now. I probably don't have the wherewithal to do that. You fight your whole year off, literally, from the time one tournament ends to the next. All your sights are on getting in this thing. You can't make a mark for your team unless you get in it. And so we fought so long and fought so hard, and we had our ups and downs, and we were sitting where we could determine our own fate, and we let that get away from us. So I'm very disappointed.
So considering what this team's goals are and what you've been through, is this going to be a tough time?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of pride in that room, and you know, we'll certainly have some guys nicked up that maybe the decision will be made that they wouldn't be able to go. I don't know about that yet. But we've had a lot of guys with lingering stuff that hopefully it's not beyond being able to line up. But I think there's great pride in that locker room. And we certainly all know that 9-7 is better than 8-8.
Are you clear about the scenario now, what you need for
it? No, and I'm not concerned about it, really. I mean, I want to see us play well. I mean, that's always been my thing. If we play well, if we give great effort and play well, everything else takes care of itself. That's not the case right now. We're not playing very well. Well, he's obviously would probably be the first one to tell you that he wish it was better.
Is he healthy?
I think so.
Tom, when you talk about confidence, when you look at two of your relatively recent games of the Packers and Saints, why do you think those impressive results didn't make?
I don't know that. That's a very good question, and I don't have the answer for that. I would have thought, to be honest with you, that and the only thing I would go back as far to would be the New Orleans game. I mean, there it is. But to go and score 52 points and then turn around and get shut out and then score 14, it's kind of difficult to explain. You would think that when you score that kind of points, that would be great confidence. Okay. Now, the other guy has something to do about it, too, you know.
All right, the locker room's open. Go out that door. Eli will be in here in a few minutes.
All right, obviously a beleaguered and disheartened head coach Tom Coughlin, justifiably so. You know, you can't – there's this year and last year. The one thing that Tom kept saying, there's a lot of pride in that locker room. Maybe that's the problem. There is pride, but the talent isn't there, and that's going to force some very hard decisions.
Well, I think, Russ, this team was in trouble early in the week because all season long they were saying – every season's different. This is a new year. We want to go out there and execute and win every week. This week they started saying, well, we've been here before. We've done this before. Coach Coughlin said we're used to being in this position. And that's something that you weren't used to these guys saying. And when you're outscored on the road in four games, you lose four, 114-34. I mean, at 72 points outscored on the road. Eli Manning almost went four games without scoring a touchdown. It's not about that's not Giants football, but – that's just not good football when you're trying to get in the playoffs. So there's big disappointment across the board overall, but this team is a completely different makeup than anything you would have imagined coming to this season.
I think last year's playoff success, last year's success getting to the playoffs actually hurt them this year, because one of the things that last year that they're missing this year is they were desperate. They were desperately trying to get into the playoffs. They had no room for error. And this year they try to give lip service to the fact that they were desperate, but you couldn't see them the way they played. It didn't show me that they were the desperate team that they should have been and that they were last year. So I think one of the things is the approach to this year's team going into the playoffs was a lot different from last year's.
Well, you know, I would agree with you guys. The only place I would disagree is that the team has a history, and a lot of guys on that team have a history of being down this road before when their backs were up against the wall. So I guess they wanted to draw on that experience, but that experience went by the wayside. Certainly in the last two games, as I said, the Giants have been outscored 67-14 with a season on the line. That, to me, is just unacceptable and shocking. You're watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. Stay with us. Myself, Russ Salzberg, Roman Oben, and Monty Toomer. We will be back with a whole lot more of a very unhappy story for the New York Giants.
Well, just disappointing, and obviously, we knew we had to play our best football at the end of the season to get into the playoffs, and we haven't done that. These last few weeks, we haven't played the style of football that we needed to get into the playoffs to win the division. And when you're not playing your best, teams can come out and embarrass you.
Some of the success you guys had most recently against New Orleans, that this group didn't kind of embrace that and get on one of those roles?
No, I mean, I think it was just, you know, matter. We just haven't played our best football. I think that's what it comes down to. It, you know, the Atlanta game, you know, there were chances. We, you know, at least offensively, we drove the ball. We, you know, got into scoring, you know, possibilities. We just didn't convert on some third and fourth downs that were key plays in the game. You know, today, just you know, it's just hard to get you know, anything going. They did a good job getting pressure, showing some different looks, not giving us much room to get things rocking. And you know, we had one good drive to, you know, get a touchdown. We had a good drive going the next series, but had two penalties that hurt us and drove us back. And just after that, they just did a good job of making it hard for us to move the ball, and we didn't execute real well.
Eli, you said that play best teams can embarrass you. Was this embarrassing to you?
You know, we you can see the score. It wasn't real pretty out there, and that's just that could happen in football. You know, it wasn't a matter of our preparation or anything. Just a matter of execution and playing at a high level and. Everybody, you know, doing their part, and that didn't happen today.
Eli, can you pinpoint a factor to explain the team's struggle on third down?
Today, we obviously had some third and long, which is always tough. Just didn't get anything going. Just they did a good job, getting some pressure, having to move around, trying to buy some time, and give the guys a chance to get open downfield. And they had good coverages, good calls, and better play than we did.
But how do you feel physically? They hit you a lot.
Physically feel good. Yeah.
Tom seemed almost confused, about what's happened over the last
month or so. Well, I think it's shocking. I mean, I think, you prepare to go out there and play well and have a chance to win games. It's one thing to lose, and it's one thing to, be in there and something happens at the end of the game. But to not give yourself a chance, to get down early, gain no momentum, get no spark that can get us going and just consistently not make the plays that are there and not execute to our ability it can be confusing.
What is your level of confidence after that New Orleans game? Judging by the result there, it was as if you guys felt like world leaders at that point.
I think the confidence doesn't waver from game to game. You always feel confident going into a game. You feel like you had a good game plan. You feel the things that you're going to do are going to give you a chance to move the ball, make plays, and win the game. So I think you always go in confident, and but that doesn't necessarily lead to productive play, and obviously it didn't tonight.
Eli, what's the reaction knowing that you're not eliminated from the playoffs, but it would take an awful lot of contributing?
Well, I think all we can do is go out and we got Philadelphia at home and try to get back to playing better football, whatever happens after that, you can't worry about it, you can't control. So whether we make the playoffs or whether we go into the off season, at least go into that last regular season game and play better football, and if our season doesn't go on, at least we have a sense that we played well and end on a good note. Thank you.
Well, Eli Manning echoing the comments from his head coach. It's not about the playoffs next week. It's about just getting back to trying to play some decent football. And speaking with head coach Tom Coughlin, I asked him about the pass rush.
Right.
And he said, forget the pass rush. It starts with stopping a run, and they certainly couldn't stop the run today.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the pass rush is really predicated on when it's time to throw the ball, obvious third down situations, that's when you can rely on a good pass rush. O.C. Miura, JPP, Tuck didn't play today, Kiwi, whoever's out there. But when you're giving up over 200 yards on the ground, two 100-yard rushers, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities for pass rush. And all those third downs, you know, I think the Ravens were 75% on third down. I mean, last week.
11 for 18.
Yeah, 11 for 18. 61%. Last week, Atlanta was 70%. I mean, those are really bad numbers. So it's not about that pass rush. Oh, the pass rush, yeah, stop the run. Chris Caney did a great job. Had some two big stops, but you didn't see that consistently enough across the entire defensive line or that front seven at all.
Yeah, not even just the front seven, the secondary. I mean, Corey Webster had one of a nightmare day. He's going to wake up in the offseason and dreaming in a cold sweat about a game, this game playing against the Ravens. They absolutely picked on him. And what's really sad about this is they have Jayron Hosley, a rookie out there, on the other side, and they decide to go after the experienced vet in Corey Webster. That to me is an issue because, you know, he's supposed to be your best shutdown corner on that team, and now there might have to make a decision as to see if he's going to remain that next going into next season.
As you were saying, pride might be there. It just might be a question of the talent. All right, folks, this segment brought to you by Adorama, your official electronics dealer of the Giants. So text Adorama to 88769. For a free gift, you are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. We're coming back.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
J-Rod, I know you probably don't know who Johnny Unitas is, but Flacco looked like Johnny Unitas. He was perfectly accurate. He seemed to really shred you guys. What was the key to his passing attack?
I mean, like before, man, it wasn't right now. What he was doing, you know what I mean? We beat ourselves, you know what I mean? We beat ourselves. We shooting ourselves in the foot, you know what I mean? We could have did better on the back half. We could have helped ourselves out, you know, play better coverage. But, I mean, it was all on us this game. They came out and played a hell of a game, though.
At the very least, what have you learned from this experience of these past 2 weeks?
I mean, you got to come focused, man. You got to come ready to play, man. It's the NFL, man. Everybody is good, you know. You can't take no week off. You got to come ready with your head in the game.
Jaron Hosley, thank you for your time.
No problem.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Jaron, and as you mentioned, Corey Webster, the entire secondary tells it. I thought the killer play to me in the second quarter, third and 18 at the 48 of the Giants, third and 18, he goes for 39 yards to the 9 to Bolden. I thought, to me, we all looked at each other and says, what the heck is going on?
Especially third and 18, that's a rare opportunity for that pass rush to really show up, and it didn't even on that occasion. It's one of those situations where you look at the team and you can't really explain what's going on because you know the guys in the uniforms are good. You've seen them play better. But now, coming down the stretch, it seems like they're just mailed it in. It just doesn't seem like they're the same players, the same team. It's really embarrassing to watch after coming off some of these wins that they had earlier this year against San Francisco, the Saints, and the Green Bay.
Yeah, Monty, you talk about that second quarter stretch where the Giants won four games in a row. It was really the last time they really played consistently for a long period of time. And you know, being an offensive lineman, used to that close quarter contact, when you see balls up in the air and a defender is maybe one step away and the ball almost gets caught or it gets caught, you're always saying, man, if he would have just swatted his hand down at the last second, the ball would have came out. So you just saw a lot of physical mistakes. I've seen the same physical mistakes all year. Again, they're not mental mistakes, Russ. They're not blown coverage and things like that. You're seeing guys just physically getting beat consistently all the time.
I've seen some blown coverages. Those backs blocking out of the backfield were doing a poor job today, Ahmad Bradshaw being the key person in that.
Again, it was an ugly situation, and I would have to say, well, as we were talking about, if the effort's there, then maybe just the talent isn't good enough to give an effort good enough to get into the playoffs once again. All right, what do you say we now take care of some business? Sports Authority, question of the – excuse me, we're going down. I just told Kevin Booth is standing by with Paul Dottino. Paul?
Well, Kevin, one of the things that Antrell Roll had been talking about in prior weeks was wanting to see the fight and the dog in this team. It seems like in the last 2 weeks it wasn't there. Do you agree with that, and how would you explain it?
I don't know if I agree with it. I think guys are trying hard. We're just not executing at a high enough level right now. For whatever reason it is, we're just not playing very good football. And when you play a good team, bad things will happen to you. And that's what's happened to us the last 2 weeks.
You've been around this game long enough to know that practices don't always translate onto game day. But right. Coach Coughlin said the last 2 weeks you guys have practiced well, and it hasn't come out on Sunday. I'm going to have to ask you why.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're well prepared for games. You know, we had great practices, but it obviously hasn't translated over to Sunday. So it boils down to execution, and we're not executing at a high enough level right now, obviously.
I'll ask you one more question. That's about the road warrior mentality.
Right.
This team over the last 5 or 6 years has been great as the road warriors.
Right.
You've now lost 4 straight road games for the first time since 2009.
Right.
Where did that mentality go and why?
It's a good question. You know, for as long as I've been here, we seem to always rise up on road games, and we just haven't been able to do that this year. And you know, it's been unfortunate because we have a lot of talent on this team, and I'm almost speechless, I guess, because it's so new. But you know, it's something that we're going to have to regroup and reclaim, that road warrior mentality.
Kevin Booth, thanks for your time.
All right, you got it.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
Kevin Booth, speechless, I should say, along with a whole lot of other people, in particular Giants fans, everybody. This one and the last week, you just can't figure out. All right, our Sports Authority question of the week. Which head coach led the Giants to a franchise record of 123 regular season victories? Was it Bill Parcells, Steve Owen, or Jim Lee Howe? What, no Ray Hanley? Anyway, we'll have the answer for you when we come back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. All right, before we left you, we asked you the following Sports Authority question of the week. Which head coach led the Giants to a franchise record of 123 regular season victories? Was it Bill Parcells, Steve Owen, or Jim Lee Howe? And the answer is B, Steve Owen. Sports Authority, folks, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. What do you say we go back to Baltimore and hear what Antrell Roll had to say to the media a short while ago?
Are playing the game, and like I said, you know, we put ourselves in this position. But let down, absolutely. You know, I know what type of team we are. I know what caliber team we are. But like I said, you know, that means nothing unless you go out there and display it come Sunday. And obviously, you know, we haven't been doing that.
Is it possible that maybe winning the Super Bowl last year, you guys achieved what you guys set out for, and maybe satisfied?
You know, I can only speak for myself when I say absolutely not. You know, I play this game full speed, play this game best of my abilities. You know, not going to be perfect on every play, but, you know, I'm striving for that. And, you know, like I said, I can't speak for everyone else. I don't know. You know, there's obviously something missing. Because this is not who we are. You know, this is not our team. And but this is the team that, you know, we displayed 2 weeks in a row now. So,
what did Coach tell you guys that?
They say you are who you play. You are like you play, and they played like a satisfied team today. And that's what exactly. It was a great question asked by one of the reporters there. And when you watch this team play, it just doesn't look like they have the fight that they had in weeks past. And to me, this is a very troubling sign because, you know, they have to find a way to get that back. Hopefully they'll get that back before next season, but and be able to get into the playoffs. But it's not looking good for if you're any a Giants fan. It's really frustrating to watch this team, especially as a former player.
Well, you look at Antrell Roll. I mean, he's never at a loss for words. And he just couldn't find any answers, Russ. I mean, he couldn't find a way to describe, you know, what had happened out there on the field. And Antrell Roll, you know, personally, he's probably been the most consistent guy in the secondary. You talk about the three safety packages, the different things that Perry Fuel has had to do creatively to get this defense going when there wasn't a pass rush, when they were giving up a lot of plays in the middle, a lot of yards after the catch. So all those things are happening. But Antrell Roll is a guy that's definitely going to be here next year. He's a part of the problem, he's a part of the solution and not the problem. So you just hope that they can finish up strong next week. And again, you want to paint some of these scenarios that may have to happen for them to live to play another game.
I think one of the key scenarios is if there's no answers, maybe the only answer is some talent needs to be changed, because that certainly wasn't there the past couple of weeks. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My9. Stay with us. We are coming back.
But it wasn't, you know, that I guess people contribute that play to turning around the season and getting us on track. to win the Super Bowl, but it was a full team effort. I mean, defensively we did very well. Offensively after that play, we continued to move the ball well, continued to do the right thing. So, you know, it just takes it takes one play to kind of change the focus, but it takes a full team effort to get us there where we need to be.
Because Tom did cite that play last year, or just now. He talked about, you know, that was the play that really turned it. It seems like this team could use a play like that right now. That's what I mean.
I agree. 100%. It's just a matter of, you know, taking advantage of our opportunities, getting the good play calls in, and converting.
You okay after the hit by Ed in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I'm okay. It was a solid shot, but I'm okay.
Did you guys think possibly that that play by Randall after that 50-yard catch would be kind of like that boost you guys needed there for a second?
We thought so. We thought it was something that got us going a little bit. And right after David Wilson scored, and we thought we were going to get the ball rolling. Unfortunately, their offense did a good job of driving down and keeping us off the field. And we couldn't convert after that.
All right, Victor Cruz obviously was alluding to last year's game against the Jets when he went on that 99-yard little out pass, went for the distance where you and I were high-fiving each other as it was going down. But none of that this season. Victor made a comment about they did a good job keeping, you know, their offense off the field. The problem, though, when the Giants' offense was on the field, they did a lousy job of, it would seem, three and out most of the time.
Yeah, this is a big play offense, and if they're not making big plays, it's almost as if they're losing. And Victor Cruz is a guy who's known for big plays. Him and Hakeem Nicks both had a lot of big plays last year, and now they're kind of going through their kind of sophomore slump. I know it's not their second year, but they just don't seem to be at that same level with the run after the catch. They don't seem to be getting that space that they were getting last year. So it's just one of those things where you, as a player, you go through your ups and downs. It's just sad that the down is so close to the playoffs, and it's affecting the rest of their team by so much.
The one thing about, in fairness to Hakeem, he's been hampered by injuries most of the season. He's got his Getty up.
Yeah, and to your point, guys, you're talking about, this is a league that's going to see five rookie or second-year quarterbacks taking their teams to the playoffs in a few weeks. So the threshold for what your veteran quarterbacks, you know, your Eli Mannings, people like that, the threshold is a little bit higher, or the expectation should be a little bit higher. And I think this is a team all year that's had to deal with the burden of expectations and handling a 9-7 team that had a great stretch last year, and they just haven't been able to deal with the expectations of evolving from that. You talk about, Imani, the big plays being taken away this year, but where were they in the intermediate plays? If I'm seeing rookies throwing screens, dump passes, draws, and all those things, Russ, they're not doing that here. I mean, you're not seeing Martellus Bennett. He's dropping some passes. So when those big plays are taken away, where are they in the intermediate plays, those dink and dunk things that you're seeing rookies doing in the NFL? So that's something you're going to have to evaluate going forward.
You get outscored 67-14 with two games and so much at stake. Believe me, those big plays were nowhere to be found. You're watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. I'm Russ Salzberg along with my colleagues Roman Ovid and Imani Toomer. We'll be back to wrap things up. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Once again, your final score from Baltimore, 33-14 Ravens. I'll tell you, you know what's sad about this situation, guys? It seems like with one game left, we're wrapping up the Giants season right now. Yeah. And really, that is just a dreadful situation. What is shocking to me, they came back from the bye week. They smack Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They lose a tough game by a point to the Redskins. They smack around the Saints, and then they completely fall apart with everything on the line. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I believe there's effort. I believe there's a lack of talent now. It's shocking to me what has happened.
I think it's just lack of performance from the players on the field. I think the players on the field have talent. We've seen them play better than they have before. But if you look at it on the offensive side of the ball, I watched Matt Ryan yesterday complete like 12 passes in a row, and a lot of those passes weren't even 5 yards down the line of scrimmage. Well, I think maybe they should try and do more quick screens, do little things to help Eli ignite this offense, move the ball, dink and dunk, and stop relying so heavily on the big play down the field. And I think that's the thing that we need to do as the Giants organization and the Giants team needs to do to get this offense from being so stagnant.
That's from an offensive standpoint. What do they need to do with the defense that really has been a major, maybe the biggest disappointment of all?
I think the biggest overstatement, Russ, that we've seen all year is like, well, this isn't typical Giants football. This isn't typical Giants football. I mean, unless you're watching the highlights of Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, these guys, and or you know, the old guys, you know, how they used to play Giants football. It's a different football. It's a different era. It's mismatches. It's a matchup game. But last week I said, how do you want this season to be remembered? You know, this week I want to challenge, when you're coming up that train ride, you're probably in Delaware by now, what did I do this season to evaluate my performance to help this team evolve? And I talked about Antrell Roll. He's a part of the solution and not the problem. Every man, every person to a man, if you lose next week against the Eagles, who are decimated, struggling, it's going to be, that decision is going to be made for you. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to be a part of the problem going forward or the solution? And if you don't make a decision, this decision is going to be made for you.
Real quick to wrap it up, Amani, can they sneak in to the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Nope. They have to.
I don't think they beat the Eagles next week.
I don't think sneak into the playoffs. They got to go through the basement, the back door, the screen door, and everything else. Like I said, unfortunately, I believe this, and I'm not trying to be nasty. I got a better chance of seeing the Statue of Liberty roller skate down Broadway on New Year's Eve. But hopefully, miracles can happen, and their last game of the regular season next Sunday, December 30th at 1 p.m., at MetLife Stadium, we will be there. And then, of course, you're followed by Giants post-game live at the conclusion of the game. As always, here on My Nine, presented by Timex. Again, final score from Baltimore, 33-14. Giants lose again for the second week in a row. It is absolutely shocking, but it is a position. They made their bed. Now they have to sleep in it. We'll see if they live for another day after next week. Until then, have a Merry Christmas, everybody. See you next week.